When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali. And what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. His fame spread to all of Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick with various diseases and racked with pain, those who were possessed, lunatics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
On the high school mission trip in Pittsburgh, the teens just came back from, the parish had an incredible, incredible group of ministries. One was called Brother Andre's Cafe, named after St. Andre Bessette, who we celebrate today on his feast. Brother Andre's is a cafe they started where it hires those with IDDs, intellectual disability disorders, and everyone who goes there said that is the pride and joy of there. It's such a joy to just get to interact with people who somehow know how to love people in a way that's just so special. Today, we celebrate St. Andre Bessette's feast day, a man who didn't have the intellectual capabilities of being allowed to preach or hear confessions, but he was not made a priest, but just said he'd remain a brother. And Brother Andre was told to stay at the door, be the doorman as a brother, and stayed there his entire time for 40 years. He would just welcome people in and out. And as he met so many people, they encountered him and he'd pray for them, telling them, "I'll pray to St. Joseph for you." And so many people received miraculous healings through St. Joseph's intercession that at his funeral, 1 million people passed by him. 3 Fort Waynes. That many people just encountered this man who prayed for them to receive a miracle, but even more powerful than that, a man who loved them. Here in our first reading, there's the one who is in you is greater than the one in the world. That by the power of St. Joseph's intercession and by the power of Christ in St. Andre Bessette, so many were healed. And today, absolutely, by Christ's power in us, we pray for healing for others. And because we ask for it, we receive it so many times. But even more powerful than miraculous healings, by Jesus living in us, by the intercession of St. Joseph and Our Lady, we love others. And by that, may millions come to know and love Jesus Christ. By the miracles, yes, but even more powerfully, by encountering the person of Jesus Christ within us. St. Andre Bessette, pray for us. St. Joseph, pray for us.